You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New data revealed this morning that Aucklanders spend 4 weeks a year stuck in traffic. The report, released by GPS company TomTom, says Auckland is New Zealand's most congested city and is ranked the 47th worst globally. But transport blog Matt Lowry says that this data may not be painting the full picture. I spoke to Matt about the report and about March and what March may hold for commuters across the Auckland transport network.
Well, first of all, let's understand what the TomTom report's doing. And the TomTom report is not necessarily the most accurate way of reporting on congestion. And so it looks at only a few specific situations and based on their data. So it doesn't take into account, for example, all the people who aren't sitting in congestion, who aren't participating in that by taking other methods, traveling by bus, train, walking or cycling, all those sorts of things. And it also has some flawed methodology in how it actually calculates what is congestion.
I guess, are Aucklanders spending more time in their cars then, from what you guys have seen in Transport Blog?
Yeah, so what we see is that there is perhaps a bit more accurate reporting from Auckland Transport, but what we need to look at, so what TomTom does with their, how they come up with their metric, is they look at how fast the motorways are or the roads are compared to what they would be if it was free-flowing. So if there was no traffic at all compared to what it would be when there is traffic in place. Now, why that's an issue is that when you're actually looking at moving number of people, you can move a lot more people when the traffic is traveling a little bit slower. So at 100 kilometres an hour, a road is actually less efficient than what it would be if it was traveling at, say, 50 kilometres an hour, because it's moving more people through it within the same time frame. And so, congestion as a metric, talking about just how fast you can travel is not necessarily the most appropriate thing. And particularly in the cities, fast travel is not always the most ideal, and particularly in places like city centres and town centres, what have you.
So essentially what TomTom is reporting is not entirely accurate, you would say?
Yeah, so TomTom's focus is on getting PR for TomTom, and so they come up with this metric. They've been doing it for a number of years now, and it's the same issue every year. And they're not the only ones who do this. There are a number of other people who are other organisations that come up, and they do all effectively the same thing, and that is that they measure how fast you could travel if the roads were free-flowing at peak times, so if you should travel 100 kilometres an hour on the motorway in the morning and afternoon peaks. But that's both not practical, and it's not a practical solution that you can actually build for the city to do. So, the number of motorway lanes you'd need and other local road lanes you'd need to be able to accomplish that would destroy most of the city, and so you would never have the people to do that. So it's not practical to say that there's not going to be congestion or that there's some way around it. The only options really we have is to give people really good choice so they can avoid congestion if they want to, and that means they're travelling at different times, travelling on different modes, and or changing where they are located, I guess.
As this month, I guess, has been termed, I think it's like Mayhem March for traffic.
March Madness,
that's it. Have we actually seen a significant increase in traffic congestion over this month?
Well, March is always busy every time, every year, and that's because you have a lot of people, university students back, you have schools in, you have fewer people taking sick leave at work because it's coming out of summer, you have fewer people taking annual leave, often around the public holidays. Roads and public transport is definitely busy, and one of the good things this year is Auckland Transport have put on, I can't talk for the roads too much, often on a bus or a train. When I'm on my bike, I have seen them busier, but it's hard to tell whether that's busier than the same time last year or if it's just because it's busy because it's March. But with the buses and trains, as I was saying, Auckland Transport have put on additional services this year in advance of March, and that seems to be making a difference. And we're not seeing the severe levels of overcrowding that we've seen in the past. Whereas, in the past we'd hear stories of people waiting 2, 3, up to 8 buses, 10 buses before they could, when come along, they could get on, and we're not seeing that occurring this time. This year, so that's a really positive thing.
And I imagine that Auckland Transport or Auckland's highway system is probably able to cope with it a little bit better compared to last year, seeing as many of the major projects are coming to completion. Is this true?
To an extent, and the problem is going to be in likely to be April, because at that time we're going to have Waterview open. So Waterview open it provides a new connection between the Southwestern Motorway and the Northwestern Motorway. And so new connections can be useful, but they can also create their own congestion as well. So when you've got a whole lot of traffic coming from the southwest wanting to join into the existing Northwestern Motorway, that's going to cause, likely to cause some problems around, you know, particularly in peak times when you have all that occurring. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to solve congestion. It might create new routes, but there's likely to still be congestion around. And we can't, I think the key point is, as I was saying before, we can't build our way out of congestion. We can't build enough road lanes to do that. What we can do is give people good alternatives, and we've done that to some degree in some places, but not to anywhere near enough that we need to. And when we know that when we do provide those alternatives, people do use them.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was Traffic Blog spokesperson Matt Lowry, who was speaking about new figures that came out this morning that show Aucklanders spend 4 weeks a year stuck in traffic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.